New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shindaddy have going on this Friday, Bill?
Well, I know everyone's kind of expecting his picks, but Shindaddy shuts it down at the regular season.
Oh, he does.
No, he doesn't do championship week.
Understood.
But he'll be back for the bowl games and for the playoffs. He'll be back for those. But today he's got he's doing some construction. He's doing a bobsled run. He's building a bobsled run because of that. And it's going to shoot across Main Street. So it's going to start over at Gregert's grocery store, and it whips them all around two or three. It comes down and whips them across the street down Walton's Electric, and then it shoots them onto the ice rink
in Creighton.
They have a bobsled. They have the bobsled, a four-man bobsled they can take, or you can also do a luge. You can go down by yourself. I love that when you're laying luge flat back on your back.
Are they going to have like the Olympic trials there?
Very similar to that. This could be someone that could all of a sudden be in the Olympics like 10, 12 years from now. It's like, how'd you get started? Well, I was with Shindaddy at Midwest Bank.
They could bring Kurt Thomasevich by. Kurt,
yeah, exactly. Like, yes.
You know, your friend.
Yeah. He's a breaker. He's a listener. Yeah.
That'd be awesome to have Kurt.
Friend of the show, yes. Kurt Thomasevich.
Say that again.
Yes.
He's
Say
a breaker.
That again.
Kurt Thomasevich is a listener.
Yes. He's a breaker.
He's a breaker.
Yeah. That's incredible. I wonder if he could. I'm going to try to get him connected with Shindaddy to see, because there's a lot of ins and outs.
When you build they're not connected already?
Yeah, what am I thinking?
They've been talking already.
What am I thinking?
Come on.
I'm an idiot. Sorry about that. Anyway.
You're not an idiot. I don't like that self-talk.
Well, we
already heard Ben's bad self-talk during the break.
I'll tell you one thing, though. Just knowing that Crown Plaza Hotel is going up there out at Sand Hills Global makes me excited.
Me and you might have a part-time job in our older age.
That would be a nice place to work out there.
Yeah.
Thank you for Bombeck breaking that news.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Jake broke it.
There's a Crown Plaza going up. Yeah.
15 stories.
Very controversial skyline. Yes.
Who's paying for it? We don't know. It's great.
Not sure yet.
We are.
Well, thanks to Midwest Bank for sponsoring Hour 2. It's time for our weekly picks with our friend Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports Lee. Good morning. Are you ready? Fired up for championship Saturday and Friday.
I am.
He's pumped.
More so than, can you imagine Ohio State fans since that game against Michigan?
Rough. Lee, rough.
That was pretty bad. They were 20.5-point favorites. They were terrible offensively. Michigan's offense does not exist. It doesn't exist. Nope. There's not a Michigan offense that exists this year, and they won the game at Columbus 13-10.
Will we ever see a team like Michigan, that high profile, win a game like that against their bitter rival and the offensive coordinator gets fired?
Yeah, he's gone. They had like 120th ranked offense this year. He's gone.
That's interesting, Lee. That is interesting. They beat Ohio State in the game. And the guy gets whacked.
He had to think he had another year. I mean, it's not like, I'm not saying he did a great job or even an average job, but he had no talent on offense. And even they're missing their main, the biggest weapon, the tight end.
Yeah, Loveland was out.
They'd play without their best player. And it also, this falls directly on the staff and the GM to not have a quarterback.
Right.
I mean, directly.
And he gets fired.
And he gets fired.
Like Michigan.
Yeah.
You guys got a brutal job, Bill. Lee, where are you joining us from?
Miami in my office.
Okay. Just making sure Lely's in Miami.
I just want to set
the scene. What do you think? I'm sitting on South Beach?
Yeah, he could be on South Beach.
You might be on vacation
somewhere.
Stone
crabs to open?
Yeah, stone crabs in the morning. Absolutely.
Lee, I just like to set the stage.
He does.
You're joining us from Miami.
In his office in Miami.
Yes.
And let's get to this weekend's games, Lee. It's to the SEC title game. Texas, who lost the first round to Georgia, is a 2.5-point favorite against the Dogs this time. Will Texas win the SEC on Saturday?
Well, they were out physical first game against Georgia. They got punched in the face, and they didn't punch back. That was a little surprising. But I don't see the Bulldogs pulling the Longhorns in this game. I know the game's in Atlanta. That is an advantage for Georgia. But if you watch Texas against Texas A&M, they absolutely dominated A&M. And A&M's offensive and defensive lines are pretty darn strong. So I think they've turned the corner. That game last week, the Texas game, should have been 27-33 nothing. Texas, that score was very misleading. The same as Georgia's come-from-behind win against Georgia Tech, where Georgia Tech was the better team for probably 57 to 60 minutes. But Georgia's offense and defense is not the same. They are not in the top 25 in any major statistical category. They aren't the same team or even close to the teams that won national championships. I think Texas is going to expand the use of Arch Manning for this game. We know that Quinn Ewers is not 100%. I think he'll throw the ball some. He was only 3-for-14 running with a touchdown, so I look for a lot more wrinkles. He could play 20-25% of this game, and also think that favorite usually does real well in the SEC championship game. In fact, 25-6 straight up. I think Texas gets their revenge here big time, 34-21.
34-21, resounding win for Texas as they clinch the SEC. Moving on to the Big 12, both surprise teams in the final title game, but great years for Arizona State, a 2-point favorite against Iowa State. Does Scataboo keep the magic rolling for the Sun Devils?
One of the best names of all time, Cam Scataboo. And he's a good player, too. I think he's going to get a shot at the next level. I think he'll get drafted, and I think he'll be playing for a while. Here's the problem. They're without their star receiver. How good is Jordan Tyson? Well, only caught 75 balls for 1,100 yards and 10 touchdowns. These two teams are pretty close here as far as talent. What's interesting was Iowa State, their last six games, they played in cold weather. 4 in Iowa, Kansas City against Kansas, and at Utah, Salt Lake City. So I think that they've regained their early season mojo. I think the matchup here is Iowa State's strength of throwing the football with Rocco Beck against Arizona State's pass defense, which is ranked just 75th in the country. Really like Iowa State's two receivers here, Jaden Higgins and Jalen Noel, combined 15 touchdown catches here. And first time for Iowa State being a dog since week 2 against Iowa, where they won that game outright. I think the wrong team's favorite here. I like Iowa 30-26.
Iowa State 30-26, and to the playoff they go. Does Iowa State? That would be
a story, Steve.
Would they go to the playoff for sure then?
Yeah. If they win, absolutely.
Yeah, they're in the playoff. That'd be, man, you were opposed to Matt Campbell all year long.
No, I was not opposed. I just
not interested.
I couldn't move around Lincoln because all people keep asking me about Iowa State.
Couldn't stop at Casey's getting the pizza.
Couldn't go anywhere. It's the biggest story in the continent. Go ahead.
Moving on to the Big Ten. Oregon, in their first year in the league, 3.5-point favorites against Penn State. Does Oregon go undefeated in the season and get to the playoff that way, or does Penn State pull a slight upset here, Lee?
You know, you got to think these Penn State kids. I'm sure most were watching the Ohio State-Michigan game. There had to be a bunch that were just also driving around, running errands, doing different things, and then all of a sudden they get word that they are playing in the Big Ten championship. I don't think anyone. I didn't hear of anyone. Do you know of anyone who predicted Michigan to win that game outright?
Nope. No.
Nope.
Not a single soul.
Nope.
No.
Probably not Sherrone Moore.
Right.
Sure. Your own staff said it doesn't look good.
Yeah, I was watching the game, and I just kept waiting for Ohio State to finally get everything going on offense. Never happened. So I think the pressure is off. Why do I say that? Well, Penn State would have probably been ranked fifth or sixth if they didn't play in the Big Ten championship game. Unless they lose the game big, if it's a 7-10-point game, I think they're going to still be ranked fifth or sixth in the college football playoff. So with the pressure maybe off, with it pretty much being like a home game, James Franklin's record, 1-16 straight up, 5-12 against the spread versus top five opponents, he might be able to break through. So why do I say that? Well, they've outperformed Oregon against most of their common opponents with better margin of victories against teams like Wisconsin, Maryland, Washington, and Purdue. Teams that travel two or three time zones in the Big Ten, hitting only 35% against the spread. And except for Oregon's pass offense, Penn State is better on defense and also running the football. I think this line should be minus one or 1.5, not 3.5. I'm going to say the Ducks are out of water in Indy. Wrong team favorite here. Penn State outright, 27-23.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CIGARSINTERNATIONAL.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
27-23.
Maybe the number one seed. Is that the craziest thing ever?
That would be wild. Well, their one loss is by what? One touchdown to Ohio State.
Yep.
That was it.
Yep.
Whoa. That would be a Penn State to one seed.
And that would be changing the narrative for James Franklin. Speaking of his team, right, trying to change the narrative, the Dolphins trying to change the narrative in the cold. They couldn't. Yep.
Let's get to
can't
the
win in the cold. They can't win in the cold because I was in Lambeau. It was cold out there. The Dolphins didn't show up in the first half. They lose 30-17. They're back in Miami, though. They're hosting the Jets, who are lifeless at this point. It feels like Aaron Rodgers has been just a joke this year, as well as the whole team. Dolphins are 6-point favorites, Lee. Will they get the job done, or is there going to be some Aaron Rodgers magic in Miami?
All right, so if I told you a team, their defense, gave up the fourth fewest yards per game and ranked number 2 in pass defense, you would say their record is what?
solid.
Good.
9-3.
Out of 12 games, what would you think their record would be?
8-4.
Yeah, okay. That's a 3-9. Just tells you how bad that offense has been and how many close games they've lost. In fact, 6 of the last 8 losses have come by a combined 19 points. Average loss is 3.1 points here. It was a bad loss for mine. Never in the game after that punt was dropped here. I think the pressure might be off the Jets here. I think we're going to see a beautiful day, and I think we're going to see an offensive explosion, both sides of the football, a lot of injuries. Sauce Gardner not 100%. He hasn't been – I don't even think he's a top half cornerback so far this year if you grade what he's done. And Miami, we know they have some problems in the back end here, also getting to the quarterback except for Chop Robinson. I like the over. We're not going to take a side here. If I had to take a side, I would say Miami wins this game 30-25. But and the line's 5.5 now. I like the love the over. Love the over 44.5 total points.
Okay, and last one, Lee. Yep. Back to college, the ACC title game. SMU is a 2.5 point favorite against Dabo Swinney and Clemson. How do you see this one going down?
So I love one side in this game. First, how about this? First 5 callers to call 800-400-9741. I'm going to give them the SMU-Clemson game for free. Just call that number, 800-400-9741, to get SMU and Clemson on me. And since we had a tough, rough couple first weeks in November, but boy, we bounced back since Thanksgiving Day, 16-3. In the football, you want to hop on board. We call it Double Down December. Every game from tonight's game, we have a big game going tonight, one of these championship games, all the way through December 31st. 4 weeks of action. If you use coupon code SAVE200, just $247 or 4 through the Super Bowl. A lot of people are throwing out these, you know, Cyber Monday sales, crazy sales. If you use coupon code SAVE300, just $347 for every football game we've got through the Super Bowl. Just go to ParamountSports.com, or how about this UFC? We have a pay-per-view card on Saturday night from Las Vegas, UFC 310. We have a rare 50-unit max wager selection where we're 21-6 on these 40 to 50-unit plays. Going back last 27, 40 to 50-unit releases, just $55, 5 to 7 selections there. So everything's up and available, just one place, ParamountSports.com.
Last thing, Lee, a lot of people are texting in, who won the pie contest for Thanksgiving?
It was the Huck, the Huckleberry. We just call it the Huck now. So
Huckleberry won.
Yeah, it's up. Go to Twitter and scroll back to last Thursday, 8 days ago. And my daughter gave it, oldest gave it a valiant try, going with an apple pie. It was really good apple pie, but, I mean, maybe the best ever Huckleberry pie. My youngest was really researching. My wife said finding the very best Huckleberries, and the pie was tremendous. And after the judging, I put some vanilla bean. You guys ever have vanilla bean ice cream?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Oh, on top of in the fridge, actually. Apple pie or any type of pie, you put that on top, and it was almost unbeatable. So I expect my oldest daughter, who made the apple pie, to go back to her bread and butter, the banana cream pie, next year. So,
is she talking to you right now? Are you guys speaking?
Yeah. They laugh about it now. But when they were younger, my oldest, when she lost, she would literally not speak to me for at least a day, not even talk to me. Like I didn't
I like
exist.
It. Serious.
No.
My youngest used to go upstairs and cry for an hour when she was 6, 7, 8 years old.
Really?
Cry.
Sounds like a great holiday.
but they're almost 26 and 28 now. I wanted to just say it was a tie. I tried that a couple of years and like, no, we're a competitive family. There's got to be a winner and there's got to be a loser. But it's a fun. We had over 30 people from the neighborhood walk over to watch the judging this year.
No kidding.
Big deal. It's a big, that's just the family. It's a big deal in the hood.
So we're going to take off next week, guys, only the NFL, and we'll come back in 2 weeks. We'll have the 4 first-round playoff games, and we'll do our college football bowl extravaganza show.
Okay.
All right, Lee, always good stuff. Thanks for the time, and we will chat with you again next week.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
That's peace. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports.
Do you know what a huckleberry pie is?
I was trying to find out from Lee, what part of the country do you get the best huckleberries?
I don't know.
Breakers, yeah. Help us out. Where do you find huckleberries?
Where do you get huckleberries? So I've never had a huckleberry. I don't even know. I've never went through Hy-Vee and go, hang on. I'm gonna swing by the huckleberry stand quick.
I don't know that they have them in this part of the country.
Somebody else
asked, would you get huckleberries at?
Somebody else texted, is Lee going to go to Magical Lights with you guys as well? Duh.
He'll be in the shanty. He'll be in. First of all six of us will go through. It'll be us four, Lee, and Missing Tooth Greg. We'll be the six that'll be in the first round.
Men in a car.
Yes. And
an LTD, I hope.
Ben will be between me and Jake. Yep, Jake will be driving.
Yep.
And Lee will be in the middle with Missing Tooth Greg on one side and Steve on the other in the back seat. Bench seating.
He was taken aback. I just wanted to know where he was, like where he's talking.
Is he outside on the deck? Is he at the beach? Yeah. He's just in his office. It's a busy talking
day. What was his picks, Jake?
The picks again. He has Texas as a 2.5-point favorite covering with ease, 34-21 over Georgia in the SEC title game redemption for them. In the Big 12, Iowa State, he says wrong team favorite. Arizona State, a 2-point favorite, has says Iowa State 30-26. Big 12 champs for Matt Campbell.
Well, the loss of the wide receiver is ginormous, his numbers. You know who the leading receiver is now on their team, Arizona State?
No.
Scataboo.
Is it?
He was their number two receiver. This guy was, he's averaging like a...
What's the injury? Has he been out for a while?
I don't know if he's out for the season. He's gone. Okay. Yeah. That's
Scatabu's their second.
That loss may be what sends it over the top.
He has Penn State winning the Big Ten against Oregon, 27-23. Nittany Lions get the Big Ten title,
which would make them
take down the Ducks,
perhaps the number one seed, which would be emblematic of this notion we talk about. There's no really great team out there.
They would be the one seed if they win, and they can easily win this.
They could.
Easily win this.
It says Dolphins, Jets to take the over on 44 points. He didn't really pick a side. He said 30-25, but still, take over 44. If you want SMU, Clemson, or any other games, 800-400-9741 or go to ParamountSports.com.
Number, please, again.
800-400-9741.
Easy number to remember.
It is easy. Yeah. It is.
Call
easy.
Lee.
You should. Before we get to break, the words you do not want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Shiver down the spine.
Yeah, you don't want that because your day moves fast. You got a lot going on. You got a lot going on moving. Bill's got a lot going on moving. I got a lot going on work. You don't want to take 3 hours because you got hacked.
No.
You're horrible.
It's a day
ruiner.
It's
not fun.
It's a day ruiner.
Well, right now, too, they want to make sure we'll let everybody know that they're available. I mean, but right now, they're stationed down in Dallas.
Why is that?
That's where the committee's at. So tomorrow, everything comes out on Sunday on the
rent. They're ready.
Remember last Sunday? I mean, last year at this time, how big it was? Because last year at this time was a big. Florida State getting in or not?
Yep.
Yeah.
And they didn't get in. Nope. So it's a big. And imagine the security you have to have.
But they're
cyber security.
They're down there, but it doesn't mean they can't help you.
Oh no, they can get. They're available.
They're Nebraska's preferred tech partner. They're everywhere, but they're Nebraska.
How many counties are they in?
They're in all 93.
Jeez.
And they have a 99.9% retention rate. Yeah. Does that sound good to you?
So there's not a lot of counties opting out, are
they? They're
opting
in. Why would you leave?
You want to get ready? Opt in.
They manage IT and cybersecurity, audio infrastructure, audio, video, and more. Please, if you would go to the website, appliedconnective.com.
Free consultation.
Free consultation. AppliedConnective.com. Check it out
today.
Take
it to Laszlo's and you can get some honey mustard and crinkly fries.
That sounds really good right now.
It does. Really good. And a half-eaten donut.
Courtesy of Sip. When we come back, time for a freaky football Friday and Bill's Thrills.
We've waited.
Early break on the ticket.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.